Harry's stomach lurched. That dog on the cover of Death Omens in Flourish and Blots, the dog in the shadows of Magnolia Crescent. Lavender Brown clapped her hands to her mouth too. Everyone was looking at Harry, everyone except Hermione, who had got up and moved around to the back of Professor Trelawney's chair. "I don't think it looks like a Grimm," she said flatly. Professor Trelawney surveyed Hermione with mounting dislike. "You'll forgive me for saying so, my dear, but I perceive very little aura around you, very little receptivity to the resonances of the future." Seamus Finnegan was tilting his head from side to side. "It looks like a Grimm if you do this," he said, with his eyes almost shut. "But it looks more like a donkey from here," he said, leaning to the left. "When you've all finished deciding whether I'm going to die or not," said Harry, taking even himself by surprise. Now nobody seemed to want to look at him. "I think we will leave the lesson here for today," said Professor Trelawney in her mistiest voice. "Yes, please pack away your things." Silently, the class took their teacups back to Professor Trelawney, packed away their books, and closed their bags. Even Ron was avoiding Harry's eyes.